don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. It's Krista in the morning. Rush, if there are situations that you're in, you're like, gosh, honestly, I don't have any friends. Well, first off, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know.
But second off, we will be your friend and help you out.
Yes, we will. And that's why we have Felicia calling. Hi, Felicia.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good, honey. Thank you so much for calling us this morning on Breaking Bad News. How can we help you out?
I've been dating my boyfriend, Will Jackson. We started dating right before everything shut down, before the apocalypse hit. And we were dating for about a month. And when that all happened, Jackson really started kind of isolating himself. Like, he wouldn't leave the house. He got his groceries delivered. He already worked from home, so that was kind of the same. But now he, like, literally will not leave the house. Like, it's been 5 months, and, like, I mean, what am I supposed to do, you know? Like, because he won't even see me. We talk on the phone, and I'll keep trying to try to get him to come over, but he's like, no, I just stay safe, and I'm like, I get it, but, like, you're literally not going anywhere, and I'm really not going anywhere. Am I being selfish? But, like, it's weird that he doesn't want to see me. It's not like it's been just a couple weeks. It's been, like, 5 months now.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm sorry, but, like, that's a long time to go without seeing your boyfriend in certain ways. And, like, I feel like I have to kind of give him an ultimatum and just be like, you know, if we can't figure something out, then what are we even doing? Because it's not like we know that there is an end to this, you know? Like, how are we just going to live like this forever, you know?
Right, right. Well, it's not like you decided, hey, you know what? I want to date a hermit crab for the rest of my life.
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow, so that's a really long time. So you literally have not seen him in 5 months?
No, I mean, wow. Over FaceTime, but obviously it's not the same thing.
Right. Mm. Wow, because COVID, that's been 6 months, so
yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's been forever.
Yeah.
It literally feels like forever.
Girl, we understand that.
Yes,
okay. We know what you've been without forever.
And that's, okay.
Thank you.
We gotta end that right now.
I know that's right.
So when you call him and you're gonna break the bad news, what are you basically gonna tell him? Like, hey, if we don't see each other, I'm gonna have to end our relationship?
I mean, kind of. And again, like, I don't need to see him every day, you know, but, like, the fact that I haven't seen him this entire time is crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, we have to be realistic too, you know, because it's harder for me to want to stay invested when, because, you know, you lose that spark when you haven't seen somebody for a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. All right. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Jackson. Yeah. This is your boyfriend who has isolated himself seriously inside a cave, it sounds like. And he has not been out, nor have you seen him in 5 months. You forgot even what he looks like if it wasn't for FaceTime. Happening next with Matt Towns 931 Jams. Chris of the Morning Rush.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. This is Chris in the Morning Rush. We are in the midst of Breaking Bad News with our girl, Felicia.
That's right. Felicia's calling to break some bad news to her boyfriend, Jackson. So they started dating a month before Corona hit. And when Corona happened, her boyfriend just started isolating himself. So he literally doesn't leave the house. He gets his groceries delivered. He works from home. I mean, literally just doesn't leave. And so it's been 5 months. And she hasn't seen him. So she's starting to lose patience. I mean, they talk on the phone. She tries to initiate them to get together safely, but he's not budging. And we got to help her out because the girl's got needs. Okay. So she's calling to break the bad news. They got to figure something out. Otherwise, why continue the relationship?
That's right. All right, Felicia, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us on your phone when you call Jackson. He will not hear us though. And then we'll just eventually click over to help you out.
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, babe, what's going on?
Not much. I was just kind of wrapping up first phase of work. I'm going to do a little workout now before I jump in to the rest of it. Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk for a second?
Yeah. What's up?
Look, I mean, I'm sorry to kind of spring this on you, but you know, this is something that I've been thinking about for a while. It's been really hard with everything going on, and we haven't seen each other, like, physically in a really long time. And I don't know if I can keep doing this if we're not realistically going to see each other, you know, like, in person. It's just getting too hard. Obviously, I want to date. Like, I want to see you still, but I want to see you. Like, I can't just stare at a computer screen anymore. You know, you're not seeing literally anybody. You know that I have barely seen anybody. Like, we're being careful. I think if we're going to only see each other, then it's going to be fine. But I can't keep doing this.
Neither one of us could have predicted what was going to happen in the world and everything. So I think we're just trying to do the best that we can with the circumstances that we have. And I mean, I know it's been about half a year, but
oh my God. Wow.
Here we go. Hello, is this Jackson?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Jackson. This is a good friend of your beautiful girlfriend who I can't even believe you can be without because she's so damn hot. Mm-hmm. Krista and Tracy on Mad Town's 93.1 Jams, Krista the Morning Rush. She's got friends, you know, that work on the radio. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're great.
We're good.
We have thoroughly been enjoying this conversation so far. Yeah. And listen, we just honestly wanted to call and let you know that, you know what? My gosh, it's been a long time, my man, since you've seen this beautiful woman. And she is just missing on all of you. And she wants all of that. And she was wondering why you are so okay with not being able to see her for so long.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to do the right thing. I mean, I miss her as well. I miss her just as much. I'm just trying to be strong for all of this, I guess, is my answer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm trying to think about the greater good of, I don't know, my community, my hometown, and all those kinds of things.
Well, aren't there safe options that you guys could come up with to meet? I mean, it just seems pretty drastic.
A hazmat suit?
Very
yeah,
drastic.
Oh, great idea.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, this is so insane. Like, it's not like, I mean, babe, it's not like you're out, you know, seeing everybody and anybody. Like, you're literally holed up in your place and you haven't seen, I mean, you haven't even seen your folks. Like, you haven't seen literally anyone, and I haven't seen anybody. So if the two of us see each other, there's no risk in that. Like, we'd be quarantining together, essentially, at least, like, in each other, you know, going back and forth between each other's places.
I mean, you go out in the world. Like, you haven't been shut in like I have. Like, as far as I know, that's my understanding.
I go to the grocery store and to, like, get gas. Like, it's not like I'm out throwing poop.
And I mean, a lot of people,
you know,
like, come and go through those.
So, Jackson, you're just literally content, though, with seriously living inside your house, which, you know, I mean, kudos to you, because honestly, this is driving people crazy to be stuck in a home for that long. And you literally do not leave, is what you're saying. You don't leave for groceries. You don't leave for...
No, I mean, like, anything I need in my day-to-day is delivered either, you know, once every 2 weeks. I kind of make a list out, see what I'm missing, what I'm low on. I order those things. They come. You know, I wait the 2 days for whatever things that could be on it to disperse. And, like, I just do all the protocols to help ensure, like, the relative safety of not spreading COVID.
Okay.
So,
well,
I mean, I do like step outside. I'm not agoraphobic. Like, I step outside of my house. I do like a little exercise routine in my backyard. Like, nobody else is there, obviously. Like, it's my property. You know, but I have come into no physical contact with another person for the past about 6 months or so.
Well, here's the thing. If you do not open up your backyard and the gate and then lock it and let your woman come through and work out, mean work you, because it's been almost six damn months, she's going to have to walk away, because this is obviously not a fulfilling relationship right now. And I think if you're able to take that leap, especially if you're able to have people come and do curbside pickup for you, you can at least see your woman. And maybe she just starts bringing you your dinners and your lunches and your breakfast.
That's kind of not good enough for me. Like, I need actual physical contact. Come on. This has been so long. Like, it's just too... It's too hard to go that long. Like, again, if it was like a month or something, that's one thing. But we're creeping up on 6 months, and it's just, I can't do it.
We feel you, girl.
Yeah.
We feel you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if you want to actually break up with him right now or if you just want to not do that on the radio and take some time to think about that before you actually take this leap.
Honestly, like, do you think that we'd be able to physically see each other? And I mean, physically. Otherwise, like, that's kind of my, you know, that's my ultimatum. Like, it doesn't have to be today, but it needs to be in the very near future.
I just need a little help with this, maybe. This feels really awkward and vulnerable with other people listening as well.
We get it.
I know. Yeah,
we get it. I mean, you're not alone.
Right.
You're not alone. So we will take this phone call off the airwaves as everyone's listening in their car right now on the Bell
Line. Yeah, they are.
And we just wish you guys the best of luck. And honestly, hopefully you guys can figure this out because intimacy is obviously something that is lacking and just seeing each other in general. And hopefully you guys can do that by protecting each other. Mm-hmm. Safety first.
That's right.